Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, God's Will to Heal. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
We also saw that sickness is a curse, and thank God we've been redeemed from the curse. We saw types of redemption revealing healing was in redemption. And then number 11, we saw the actual plan of redemption itself. And by His stripes, we are healed. Number 12, what was it? First fruits. We saw that soon and very soon, the power of God's going to flow over this body, whether it's in the grave or whether we're still in it, and it's going to change it from mortal to immortal.
Hallelujah.
And we can't claim that right now while we're living for every molecule to be changed and become immortal in our body, but we do get a foretaste of it. We get a first fruits of it. And we talked about that. Number 13, we talked about the fatherhood of God, didn't we?
Yes.
Fatherhood of God. And if you being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your Father in heaven give good things? I mean, if a son asks his father for a fish, is he going to give him a snake? No. Or if he asks for bread, is he going to give him a rock? No. You ask for healing, God's going to give you cancer?
No.
Huh?
No.
No. The answer is no. And also we saw healing is called the children's bread. That was number 14, wasn't it?
Yes. Yes.
The children's bread. Well, are you a child of God?
Yes.
Well, then the bread belongs to you.
Yes, it does.
And it didn't even say it was the children's dessert.
That's right.
Like it'd be something special for a few. No, bread. Everybody ought to get some bread.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Healing is the children's bread. And we looked at that, and you know, the Syrophoenician woman that was not a Jewish proselyte couldn't be born again yet. Jesus hadn't gone to the cross, and He said, it's not right to take the children's bread. She's asking for healing and deliverance and throw it to the dogs. She said, yeah, but you know, the little dogs under the table get crumbs. I believe a big smile came across His face. He said, woman, great is your faith. You just won't quit, will you? And what she's saying is, I don't need a whole slice. Just a few crumbs of this will set my daughter free. Well, you don't just, you know, a few crumbs is not just your inheritance. You are a child. You are in the kingdom. You can have a whole slice. You can have a whole loaf.
Whole loaf.
What is the loaf? What is the bread? It's healing. The Bible says so. It's deliverance and healing. It belongs to us. Now let's go on tonight. Reason number what? Reason number 15. We're sure it's God's will for all to be healed today because of the mercy of God. The mercy of God. Would you turn to Mark, the first chapter, and look at Mark's account of our text that we just got through reading. And notice though, Mark added something that Luke didn't say. And really, to get the full story, you have to put all these accounts together. Mark 1 and verse 40. Mark 1:40. There came a leper to Him, to Jesus, beseeching Him and kneeling down to Him and saying to Him, if You will, You can make me clean. Now, this is the same account we read from Luke, but it's Mark's account of it. Jesus, verse 41, moved with compassion. Now, that's what I want you to notice. See, Luke didn't say it like that, but Mark did. Jesus moved with compassion, put forth His hand and touched Him and said to Him, I will, be thou clean. We just got through reading that the Lord said, I will. Touched Him. But here Mark says He was moved with compassion. Wonder if He's still moved with compassion today. Well, certainly He is. He never changes. And we're going to see as we go on that person after person that needed healing, that needed to be set free from some kind of addiction or bondage or control came and cried out to the Lord, "Lord, have mercy on me." Remember reading it? "Lord, have mercy on me." Blind people, crippled people, deaf people, the list goes on. "Have mercy on me." And everybody that ever came and asked for mercy left healed. Every one of them. Every one of them. Hold your place here and look at 2 Corinthians, I believe it is. 2 Corinthians, first chapter. 2 Corinthians 1 and 3. 2 Corinthians 1, 3 says, "Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the what?
Father of mercies."
This is 2 Corinthians 1, 3. "The Father of mercy." Huh? Mercies. Plural. "The Father of mercies and the God of all comfort." Does God have mercy in more than one area? Oh, thank God he does. Thank God he does. Now, when we usually think about mercy, we think about, well, we've sinned and God had mercy on us, forgave us of our sin, and thank God for that. But he has mercy for other things too. He has mercy just when you were dumb.
Yes.
For dumbness.
Yes.
Huh? He has financial mercy.
Yes.
Anybody ever had to appeal to that?
Yes.
I have.
Yes.
I have. More than once. I've had to fall on my face and say, "Lord, forgive me. You tried to tell me not to do that, but no, I had to have it. And I didn't listen to you. And now I've messed myself up." Anybody with me on this? Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Lord, I'm asking you for mercy. If I'd listened to you, I wouldn't be in this shape.
Amen. Amen.
Nobody ever got in a financial mess listening to God. I'm going to say that again real slow. Nobody, no individual, no family, no church, no ministry, no missionaries ever got in a financial mess listening to God.
Amen.
No. No. When you obey God, your needs get met. Now, Christians believe a lot of junk in these areas. So-called charismatic, so-called word and faith people believe a lot of junk. You know, there's all kind of people believe if you really set out to completely obey God, look out. All hell's going to break loose. Huh? What's that based on? I mean, all kind of Christians believe this. They believe, oh, now, if you really obey God, oh man, look out. Look out, look out. I mean, your finances are going to get attacked. Your body's going to get attacked. Your marriage is going to get attacked. So what you're saying is the more you obey God, the more cursed you're going to be. Because financial problems are a curse. Physical problems are a curse. Marriage problems, problems with your kids are a curse. It's all a curse. And what you're saying is the more fully I really obey God, the more cursed I'm going to be. Millions of serious Christians believe this. And without realizing it, they with their mouth are just opening the door to the devil in their life, saying, "Yeah, I know it's going to happen. Come on in. I know it's going to happen. I know it's..." And some people, they kind of try to ride defense and not fully obey God to avoid it. It's a lie.
That's right.
I said it's a lie.
It's a lie.
The more you obey God, the more your needs are met.
Yeah.
The more you are kept. The more you are blessed. And the devil ain't what he cracks himself up to be.
Yeah.
He can't just come in and hurt you because you're obeying God. No, he can't. Oh, he'd like to. It's not true. What was I talking about before I got off on that? Mercy. He is the Father of what? Mercies, plural. He has mercy for your finances. You know, in the Psalms, it said fools, because of their iniquities, are afflicted. And there are times when individuals, you, me, whoever, we just need to fall on our face and go, I've been a fool. You know? But you know, so many Christians don't want to do that. They just want to blame it on the devil. It's easier on their pride. Everything's going down the tubes. We've gone from 2,000 people to 20. And we're 9 months behind on all our bills. And we're all sick and we can't do anything and we're losing everything. And it's because we have decided to fully obey God. God is doing a purging. Because we have got so much more committed than the average Christian. And what we're doing is so vital and important to the kingdom of God that the devil has taken his demons off of other people and assigned them to us. Is that so? Or could it be something else? But see, people would much rather say that than admit, I didn't hear from God. I missed it. I said he told me to do this, but you know, I don't guess he did. See, people don't want to say that. And see, the thing is, Phyllis and I, there's been times, you know, it's hard for us to talk to people. If they are so adamant, God told me. No, I know he told me. Yeah, but it's been a disaster for the last 2 years. Are you sure? I know he told me. Well, it's hard for, what am I going to say? No, he didn't. I mean, you've basically shut the door. We are all learning about hearing from God. We're all learning. Being led by the Spirit is not something you learn all about in a month or two or a year.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Mercy of God, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R2002K. That's R2002K, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.